I brought on an agent that joined our company in April of last year, and she is on pace to sell around 40 homes this year in her first full year in real estate in this market. Not many people are going to sell 40 homes. Not many people sell 40 homes in their first full year, and not many people can double their income in a year's time. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. Guys, today I've got a very special guest. I wanted to bring someone on the show that I think everyone can learn from, whether you're a team leader, whether you're a new agent that is just getting started, or you're a veteran agent that is selling tons and tons of homes every year. There are things in this episode that I think that you can learn from. And so I brought on an agent that joined our company in April of last year, and she is on pace to sell around 40 homes this year in her first full year in real estate in this market. She's on pace to close to, if not double her income from her previous career. She's been all while being able to spend more time with her family, her lovely kids, as well as her husband, who's kind of okay sometimes. And also, I know that there's been some health stuff in her family that she's been able to focus on and take care of family because of this career. So I think that not many people are going to sell 40 homes. First and foremost, not many people sell 40 homes in their first full year, and not many people can double their income in a year's time. And so I think there's a lot that we can all learn from our guest today, Nicole Schaefer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on here. And honestly, this is kind of like a full circle moment for me. I remember when me and Lance, before he joined the team, we used to listen to this. And so it's such an honor to be on here.
I love it. Well, you've earned it. There I know that there's some value that you're going to provide to others that are listening today. And for those of you that don't know, if you're not watching on YouTube, you just need to check it out because Nicole has never made a frown in her entire life. She is my favorite smiling realtor. She is always smiling. She's always bringing positive energy. And I think that has a lot to do with her success that maybe we'll dive into.
Awesome.
So Nicole, let's start with what made you want to get into real estate?
So, little backstory about me. My family comes from a real estate background. My grandpa was a broker and had two offices in St. Louis. My mom, as soon as she turned 18, she got her real estate license and joined him. And so I grew up around it, and my mom always told me, from, I don't know, 15 on, she's like, you should do this, you should do this, you would be great, you would be great, you love people, you care about people. And I didn't listen to my mom. She was totally right. I'll say it, if you're listening, mom, you were right. And then fast forward, my husband Lance got his license. He was a realtor for almost 5 years. And so I was going through the emotions and everything with him, helping anywhere I could. Sometimes that was just on a Saturday at open house. I was like Vanna White, like, hi, welcome to the open house. My
Love it.
husband's around here somewhere. And it was like the whole universe just kept saying, do it, do it, do it. But I always had this paralyzing fear because I'm a planner, and I had a great career prior to this. I worked at a local trucking company for 10 years. I had received several raises, promotions, and I had really kind of hit my ceiling. Like, I was like, where can I advance to now within the company? We're a smaller company, only about 10 people in the office, so there wasn't really additional growth for me there. And I want to chase the next best version of myself. And so again, I was scared to give up that I get paid every Friday. I know what I'm getting paid. And for this area, I made a really good income. And if Lance didn't sell some homes, we could survive on my income. So going both of us into, a not predictable business was scary for me.
Yeah. Looking back now, a year and a half later, are you glad you made the leap?
I am so glad, and I am so mad at myself that I did not do it earlier.
Yeah, that's what I hear a lot, is a lot of people are mad at themselves. They're like, man, if I knew what I know now, I would have done it so much sooner.
Absolutely. I'm so much happier. I love not being trapped in an office where I sit at a desk from 7:30 to 4:30. I love the exposure to all the different people and families that I get to meet. I love touring homes. And while doing all of that and having such a successful year, I still feel like reflecting back on everything, I'm so thankful that all the extra time I've got to spend with my kids, because everyone's either motivated by time or money. Time is my motivator. Like, my kids are 4 and 8. I want to chase my dreams, but I also want to be as present as I can for them, especially with them being little.
I love it. I love it. Did I hear you say 7:30 to 4:30?
Yep, every day.
How in the world did they get you up in time to be at the office at 7:30?
I had to.
I
And
just
that was
have a
before two kids.
hard time. Sorry, I had to poke fun at you. Because yeah, I don't know who takes longer to get ready, you or Lance, but
Depends on the day.
yeah. He's got to get his hair ready and all that fun
For
stuff.
sure, it's a project.
Yeah. Cool. So Nicole, I know that I'm absolutely grateful that you and Lance both joined the team. I'm so glad that you got into real estate. I love seeing the success of you guys both. I mean, but between the two of you, what are you going to sell? Like close to 100 homes this year, something like that? Yeah, it's amazing to see how fast that has grown. Let's fast forward to when you first got in, you started boot camp. How important do you think the training and education that was delivered when you just got your license, how important and critical was that to the foundation of what you've built?
Absolutely, the most crucial thing. I feel like the real estate test and the courses you do not set you up for success. They give you the bare minimum, and then you're kind of just thrown out there. And I watched Lance. He didn't have that training when he started, and he kind of learned by making mistakes and, baptism by fire. And then also, anyone who knows the two of us, we are so polar opposite because opposites attract. I knew that he could not train me because what works for him would never work for me. And then, in the same token, if he is training me, he's going to have to slow down in his business to properly train me, because when I got my license, he had 22 pending. And so he didn't have the time or energy to train me. And then again, with us being so opposite, it would never work because he has a sales background. I do not. I am customer service through and through, all about the client experience.
Yeah, which by the way is why you're good at sales.
Which is crazy, but yes, I guess.
Because so many people in today's world don't put customer service or the client experience first. And if you just take care of people, the sales take care of themselves.
They really do.
Yeah. So let's fast forward to training, education. You were the energy of the boot camp. I still remember you being there and just the positivity that you spread then and continue to spread. Which is just it literally is contagious. And so it's just really cool that the energy that you bring. But I want to fast forward too, because I think some people can think, hey, I learned it once and now I got everything that I need. And so in our boot camp, we taught you everything you need to know about real estate, but it's impossible to retain it all,
It
right?
is.
And so the consistent training and coaching and things that happened. Like as an example, I'm looking through your numbers here, and you joined us in April of 2024.
Correct.
And April through December 31st, 2024, you set 42 appointments in your first year.
That's wild.
It's amazing, right?
And I wasn't even in the good ponds. I was out there calling and digging and digging and digging.
Yeah, but that grind and that will and that work ethic, it turned into a lot of skill for you. Because if I were to go through and look at, like, if I were able to show people what I see here, is that, like, as an example, here's just her real numbers. She set 611 conversations to set 41 buyer's appointments. She met with 41 and she signed all 41. As a first-year agent, that is phenomenal. Like that 100%. And so to get 41 buyer's agencies signed in your first full year is astronomical. Like it's not a lot of people can do that. But do you
I
remember?
remember coming to you and going, I have so many buyer's agencies signed. I don't know what to do. Like, I need help.
Yep. So that's where I was getting ready to go. Perfect segue. Is do you remember the conversation that we had? I think we had a couple, but there's one that sticks out in my mind that you were kind of struggling to get traction in pendings, right? And you were a little frustrated. You were a little like, when is this thing going to turn into results for me? And
I
do
was running
you?
ragged. I was just showing home, showing home, showing home, showing the next home. I was an order taker. You want to
Yeah.
see this? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
And so those 41 buyers signed only turned into 7 buyers closed.
Correct.
And so there was a gap, right? And so it's like you did so good, and then like it was just it's that can be very frustrating, that can be draining, right? And especially if you're showing all these properties everywhere, you're burning gas, you're burning time. And so what was the conversation that we had whenever we had that conversation around like how can we get you some more traction? Do you remember?
I do. I remember one of the statements you made that will never leave my mind is that my job is not to show the client every home, it's to show the client the right home.
What there's so much in that statement. I'm so glad you remember that because I think a lot of times we think, well, they want to see it, so let's go show it to them. But
Correct.
a
And
lot
I
of
was
times,
just so honored they signed the buyer's
yeah.
agency. Like you interviewed several people, you chose me. I owe you that.
Yep. And I think that's like the kindness, right? We want to do what people want. But what I think I helped you adjust your mindset to is instead of doing what they want, let's do what they need.
Yeah.
Because doing what they want is not getting them the desired result that they wanted, right? So the desired result that they wanted was to find the right home for them and their family. And instead, we're showing them every property in the MLS that is not even in their price range. It's not in the right location. It doesn't have the right number, whatever it is, right? And so it's being able to eliminate certain things and have more in-depth conversations with those clients that trust you to sign, so that we can actually help them get to the next step in the process. What are some tips that you would have there that maybe we talk through that really have worked for you? Because fast forward to this year, is of the 43 buyers that she has signed, 31 of them have been under contract and 30 have already closed. We want to talk about efficiencies, like night and day difference. So how did you do that?
So a couple different things. First and foremost, I treat my initial strategy session. The goal originally in 2024 was just to meet with them, introduce myself, and go through, you know, the process and then have them sign with me. Now we're doing all that, but it's much longer and we are going to dive in. I'm going to ask you a ton of questions. I'm going to make sure that I truly know what your motivation is, what you're looking for, how I can help you achieve that, setting proper expectations, making sure that if you prefer a group chat, you know, with a husband and wife, I'm absolutely doing that. You know, and just setting all that up, that initial strategy session is the most important part of the puzzle for me. And that's how I'm going to figure out what the right homes to show you are versus before I was signing them. And then, you know, 10 or 15 homes down the road, I was discovering these things that I could have uncovered in that initial strategy session, but we didn't dive deep enough.
Really, really good. So you said a couple things I wrote down. Number one is motivation, and number two is setting proper expectations. I think those are the two most important things that you shared. So how much time in that strategy session do you spend on the motivation of that buyer?
A lot.
Would you
A
say
lot.
that the majority of that strategy session is around that?
Absolutely.
Why do you do that? Why do you spend so much time around one particular thing?
Because that's the key to the whole puzzle of once I know that's how I help you to the best of my ability. If I don't know that, or I'm continuing to try to build that trust and rapport to get that later on down the road, that's me chasing behind the eight ball versus being ahead of it.
So good. So many people get stuck on the what, and they need to understand the why behind it. Because your job as a real estate agent is not to find the perfect property, because the reality is the perfect property does not exist. And so many people are stuck spinning their wheels in real estate, just like Nicole used to be, because they are sitting back, and you heard it, her words, not mine. She was an order taker. And that is not doing a service to your clients that trusted you with the biggest purchase of their lives. They don't need, this is something we say a lot in our environment, Nicole. This will sound familiar. As when I started the organization, I said, we don't sell people, we help people. So we don't, anytime we'd say the word sell, we're going to replace it with help. But the reality is, in today's landscape of the marketplace, people still don't want to be sold, but people don't even need our help in today's marketplace. They need to be led. And so we need to be the leader that our clients need. And that goes depth, that requires you to go in depth into the motivation of why they're looking to purchase. You got to go like super deep. I call it like
Onion.
an inch wide and a mile deep, right? Like instead of like, but so many people just want to do surface level, right? And they want to go an inch deep and a mile wide. And it's like, I want to spend more time on the motivation, because if I can understand what drives human behavior, and this is a human behavior thing, which is purchasing a home, why are they looking to purchase a home? What is important to them in the home that they choose to, they're hoping to purchase? And when we can really understand and grasp that, now we can truly help and guide and lead them. The second part that you said is setting proper expectations. And so I think that this was probably where I saw the biggest opportunity for improvement, that you have done phenomenally well at, which is, I mean, the proof is in the numbers, is that too many times we are afraid of telling people the truth or saying the word, maybe like, here's, stay with me here, but the word no to a client. Or maybe asking them, hey, you want us to go see this property, but it's in this school district, and you said this school district was a must, so why are we looking? It's little things, because we need to help them eliminate each conversation. We are either increasing their confusion or we're getting them closer to their home. And I think it's really, really important that you help them eliminate things that aren't going to fit and actually set the proper expectations of what the process is going to look like and step into your power as a leader and lead the client, because they need leadership. I don't care if they've bought 50 homes in the past, they still need someone to lead them through the process. And that is our role and responsibility as a real estate agent. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I like the client you're talking about that's, maybe purchased 50 homes in their lifetime. I still go over every little fine detail. I've never had a client so far say, "Shut up, I already know that." No, they let me go over explaining what seller's concessions are, making sure that they're fully understanding everything that they're signing, everything that I'm presenting. When we're talking about packaging that perfect offer, they know, what I'm talking about because I explained all of that.
100%. It's so here's why this is important, is the truth is, anytime that two human beings have ever had a disagreement, it is always a result of unmet expectations. And so what Nicole's gotten really, really good at is setting clear expectations up front of what the relationship is going to look like. And so there's no guessing. Because when a client is guessing, or a client is confused, or a client is overwhelmed, the human brain can't handle all of that, and it goes to a negative space, right? If a confused mind always says no. And so if we show them every property on the market, what are the chances they're going to be able to separate them? There's zero, right? And so part of our responsibility is to eliminate, to help them get closer to what they want, which is why it's important we know the motivation, so that we can help do that properly for them, so that we are serving them at the highest level.
Absolutely. And then I would say the next biggest change that you again taught me was because I didn't have that sales background and I think I was scared to come off salesy, I would never ask for them to make an offer. I was just waiting for them to tell me they were ready. And again, I wasn't leading the client. And so I remember in one of our one-on-ones when we were talking about, my gap, okay, you've set all these appointments, but you only have this amount pending. Let's talk about it because we know if I get in front of a client, they trust me and I can get them to work with me, but I'm just not getting that traction. So what's going on? And I remember you told me about doing the scale of 1 to 7, and I was like, this is really? Okay, I'll try it. Okay, I'll try anything. I'll put it in, into immediate action. And I did, and it was freaking magic. Magic.
So there's a couple things. Number one, I want you guys to listen, team leaders. If you're listening to this, I want you to be able to identify numbers. There's a reason you track numbers for agents. If I hadn't not tracked Nicole's numbers, our one-on-one would have been useless that we had that made this a huge impact in her trajectory of her career because we are just guessing. And too many leaders have guessing game leadership doesn't work. And so we track numbers and we identify patterns. And what I saw was Nicole was willing to do the work. She was following the proven process and she was building relationship and rapport enough that people would trust her. 46 people, I think it was, in the first year signed an agreement to work with you and said, if I buy a home, I'm going to choose you. Like, that's massive for a first year agent. But what I saw was that was not leading to contracts. And so we dove into that specific and we went super deep on, again, an inch wide and a mile deep on what is the actual problem here because you're doing so many things right. I want you to get the end result because you're so close, right? It's like, to use a football analogy, is like you were getting to the red zone, you just weren't scoring in the end zone, right? And then unfortunately, you don't get paid for the buyer's agency signed in this business. That doesn't support your family. Right. And so it's like we were doing so many things right. We just need to unpack and make tiny adjustments that can lead to better results. And so, team leaders, I just want to encourage you, your agents that show up, that listen, that apply what is learned, and that are doing the activities that is required and getting results like that is your responsibility to help them find them little levers to have massive, massive improvements in their business. Secondarily, I hope you guys caught what she said. We had a coaching session and she was open-minded. She listened to what I had to say and she said, I think she didn't say this, but she said it internally. That
Got
sounds stupid. That's not going to work, but whatever, I'll do it anyway. And she did it exactly as prescribed. And it was the one thing that changed almost everything. And so I think that there's two parts there. Team leaders, hopefully there's a lesson for you there, but also agents is like so many people are. I learned this from John Cheplak, is like, he says, don't be a tweaker. And he's not talking about drugs. You don't do that either, right? But the tweaker he's talking about is someone has something, they'll have a coaching session, and the tweaker would have taken that advice that I had given Nicole and said, well, that, okay, thanks for the advice, but I'm going to do it this way instead of that way. And then they don't get the same results, right? And so over time, can you make it your own? Sure. But do it exactly as prescribed first so you can understand, you can learn the lessons behind it, and then make it work for you. And so I think there's a lot of lessons that people can learn there. And I think your speed to action, number one, but also your just willingness to apply what it is we talked about is one of the massive reasons for your success.
Thank you.
Love it. I love it. Cool. So 40 closings your first year. So
That doesn't seem real. It's awesome.
in order to do that, Nicole, you've had to like sacrifice all your personal time and family time, and you've got to like not be able to be home for dinner with your kids, and you it's got to take in all your time to do that, right?
No, I shouldn't say this because you're gonna be like, ooh. I feel like when I was working my 40-hour job, because it was dedicated 40 hours, I had to work harder than I do now. Now, I'm not saying my job is easy, or I'm not saying that I don't put in work, but I haven't sacrificed anything. If anything, I personally, my family, and professionally, like, it's all flourishing. I have been able to, anytime the kids have a field trip or they had a Halloween party, I didn't have to request off. I was able to work it into my schedule and I got to go. The couple months ago, they had a random Friday off and I looked at my schedule and I was like, I don't have anything crazy that I can't move around. We're going to go have a yes day. And so we went to St. Louis, went to the Magic House. I had a client call me and was like, ooh, this house just popped up. I really want to see it. Well, no problem. Even though I'm 2 hours away, my team, I was able to leverage that. I had a showing partner show the home. And then when we got out of the Magic House, I followed up with my client to see how it went, get feedback, everything like that. We ended up sitting down, packaging together an offer, and I went under contract and I didn't even show the property. And like I said, I was 2 hours away spending time with my kids.
That's so awesome. So there's a couple things I want to unpack there. Is number one, you're not going to get in trouble for not showing up 40 hours a week. You're an independent contractor, and you're doing amazing. But I think also, like, I think some people could mishear what you said. What I heard you say is that you showed up open-minded, you had the mindset of a beginner, and you followed the proven process, and still you got until you got massive results. And so you put in the work over time that helped you develop the skills to where now you can run your business how you see fit. And if you want to take off a Friday, you can put that in your schedule and do so. It doesn't mean that you can take off every Friday and you never work and any of that, but you are able to actually build flexibility and freedom because of the work that you put in. The proven processes that we have on the team and the skill that you have developed through the work that you have done. And I think it's really cool too that you, the power of the team is that you got a house under contract while you're on your guest day with your family. How cool is that?
I love it.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. That's awesome. Cool. Nicole, what other, what else would you like to talk about today? There's so many directions we could go. What else, what's on your mind right now?
I think because the holidays and everything are coming up, I'm super thankful. And I'm thankful for all of the tools that I've been provided, the training that you guys, the team has poured into me. All of the amazing agents on our team that if I need help, there are so many people willing to help me. And then I had my end of year meeting with Insight, my accountant, and we were running some numbers, and I don't think I'd actually like looked. And so when we were going over all that, even my accountant goes, "You know that you're like dangerously close to doubling your income." And I'm like, "Are you sure?" And so, to me, it seems crazy that I can say I'm about, like I said, I was super comfortable with that income. It's an amazing job. My family was comfortable. And then to think that I could double that, but then not sit here and say that I am sacrificing or missing any time with my kids. Me and Lance have had more lunch dates than we've had in our 15 years together. And then his mom's been dealing with a lot of health issues, and so we've been navigating those waters. And again, I'm able to do all of this, but still not lose my traction with my business. And so I'm super thankful.
That's so awesome. Like I want you listeners, I want you to like really just pause for a minute and listen to what she just shared. She's doubled her income. She has more time for her family. And every aspect of her life is thriving. That's not the stories that we hear in real estate. What we hear of stories in real estate is like, you never know how much money you're going to make. Good luck because the interest rates are high and the market's crashing and all this craziness that we hear. The reality is, if you're willing to sacrifice, because is it fair to say, Nicole, that the Nicole that your work day today looks drastically different than it did a year and a half ago?
Oh, yes.
And it should because you've progressed. But so many people, why they have that, the outcome of the market is in control or whatever they may like whatever may happen of they don't have a predictable business that they can make the amount of income that they want to make, they can create time for their family, and they can have all these amazing things that Nicole has is because they're not willing to make the sacrifices in the beginning that is required to learn these skills, learn the training, do the work so that you can build the skills so that now you get to choose. What's really, really cool, Nicole, is you get to choose what next year looks like.
I know.
You can do less work and make the same amount of money. You can do the same amount of work and double your income again.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
pretty cool, right?
So cool.
How does that feel?
For me, it's like I said, I'm a goal chaser, and I'm always wanting to better myself, both personally and professionally. And so I love that I'm never going to hit a ceiling.
I love that. That's one of the things that was very intentional about this team, is that this team existed because I kept hitting my head on the ceiling. And I thought there's got to be a better way. And there's got to be a way that we can continue to provide opportunities for people inside of real estate. And what's really cool is that I hope that you would agree is that there is no ceiling for Nicole. And the minute that you think that you're getting closer to it, we will find another avenue to continue to raise that for you if that's what you want. It's pretty cool, huh? For those of you that aren't watching,
Oh yeah, sorry.
smiling so big. And it's I'm super proud of you. I'm super happy for you and your family. It's just like I don't know where else to go other than how many people can say they've doubled their income, they're doing something they absolutely love doing, they're making a difference and an impact in people's lives, they're spending more time with their families, they're in charge of their own schedule with freedom and flexibility. And every aspect of their life is thriving because of it. It's a pretty cool place to be.
Heck yeah, it is. Well, and I think another thing that just is special for our team is the culture and the environment. Like, it's not just something that I'm feeling. My children feel it as well. Like, I remember I took my kids to the store and I was like, pick out any backpack you want. Like, you want the $110 logo that says Nike? Great, let's buy it. And my son Brantley was like, no, I want your laptop bag. And I was like, you want my laptop bag? And he's like, yeah. And so first day of school, he's proudly wearing his backpack that says, Matt Smith Real Estate Group. It doesn't say my name, it doesn't say his daddy's name. It says Matt Smith Real Estate Group. And I think that just speaks volumes to how special our environment is, the culture that we've created, and just all of the you and Amanda treat everyone on the team like family, and even my kids feel that.
That's so awesome. I saw that picture of him wearing that on the first day of school, and it's that means the world. But I want you to know is that I appreciate everything you said, so thank you. But the culture is special because of the people in the culture, right? I can't do that alone, and so it's not me, it's us. And it's just really, really cool as we continue to grow and scale, and we continue to serve more families at a higher level. We continue to attract more amazing people that are serving the culture and the mission at a higher level. Just really cool.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for your time. I know that there's people who are going to get value from this episode. Is there anything else that is top of mind or on your heart that you want to share with the people and leave them with?
I think first and foremost, work works. Don't think that you have to know everything or attend every training before you should start trying. That was something that I As an overthinker, I was like, oh, I've got to learn all this. I need to master it before I'm out there trying. And I learned the most by getting out there, going under contract and going through all the motions. That's how I created the skill. So don't be scared to try. Second of all, if you're thinking about real estate, again, don't be scared. Make sure that you align with the right team that's going to train you and provide you with tools for success. And you can absolutely achieve whatever you want to put in the work and accomplish. And then for existing agents, I think just obsess over those fine details. Making the smallest little tweaks here and there can make massive ripples in your business. I'm all about the fine details this year. And I remember at our mastermind, I shared because our area, we do have so many military families and clients, or nurses and doctors and things of that nature. I meet the client where they are. So if I know that you're a military family, or even if you're in transportation or you're in the medical field, all of our appointments, whether I'm on the phone or I'm texting you, it's 1400, it's 1600. And everyone's always surprised when they're like, you don't have a military background, but you use that. That's just an extra way for me to go the extra mile for my client.
I love it. That's a mic drop ending, guys. I can't improve that. So Nicole, thank you so much for contributing to the podcast. You're an amazing human. I'm so proud of you and can't wait to see what next year holds for you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the All or Nothing in Real Estate podcast. As you guys know, we don't run ads on the show. We do this out of the kindness of our heart. This show is continuing to grow and we really appreciate it. But I have big aspirations for this podcast in 2026 and I need your help. So if you got value from this or any other episode, share this with a friend. Let's give back, let's contribute, and let's make this industry better. Thanks again, Nicole.
Thanks. Bye-bye.